How can I get my kid's high school coach to help us out? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 102. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugel, your Athletic Scholarship Coach. I'm an author, a speaker, also a podcaster, and I'm here for you answering your questions in this brand new series we got going. It's called the One Question Series. That's original. Okay, I got to admit it, came up with that myself. But what I'm doing each episode for the next several weeks is I want you to control the content of this show. So you ask me the question that's on your mind. You share with me the hurdle that you've got to jump over right now, and you don't quite know how to do that. You share with me whatever is on your mind where you're looking for insights, and I'll answer. If I don't have the answer, I will look for the answer, and then I'll go on the air and record that answer. But you've got a question that's shared by many other athletes or many other parents. I honestly believe that. I hear some of the same questions over and over again. Your question is one that others are asking, and the answer that I can give will be one that will help many. So help other families and take the initiative, ask the question. Here's how you do it. Starting to get questions in, it's at john@recruitme.com. John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com, or it's in the show notes of this episode. I'll include a link in there. Ask your question. Ask more than one question. Go into as much detail as you can because I'd like to hear the backstory on your question. I'd like to hear what you're thinking, and then we can go ahead and deal with it right here on this podcast. I'm looking at one question per episode, but I can break the rules because I make the rules. And if I want to do two or three, I'll do that. The most important thing is that I want to give you the opportunity to control the content. You know, for 100 episodes, I've been outlining the content. Now I'm looking for you to tell me what's the hottest stuff out there that you need answers on. One of the things I want to invite you to do is grab this free resource on my website. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. You've heard about it probably if you've listened to my podcast. Three things in there. One is the template that you can use for your player profile or resume. It's a fillable form. You fill this out with your information, athlete, parent, work with your athlete on this, and then send it to coaches. It starts things rolling. That's one of the things you can do. This is ready to go. The first steps to an athletic scholarship is part of the Recruiting Power Pack. This is something that will help you take those first steps. Well, of course, it's called the first steps, but it gets you off the starting blocks, out in there, and really get you quickly into the recruiting world, even if you don't know anything right now. This will help. And then the third thing is it's an audio that I recorded. In fact, it's out of my my playbook. It's an audio about how to use video, when and how to use video. So you can listen to this together with as a parent and athlete. Those three things, all free, all part of the Recruiting Power Pack at recruitme.com. On the homepage, you can go get it. Now, speaking of the playbook, it's the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. This summer, great reading. Great reading for this summer, and I guess it is because I've had a real jump in sales. I've checked my Amazon sales records, and it's going up. Why don't you go get it? Whatever format you want. You want paper book? I got it for you. You want Kindle? It's there. If you want audiobook, Audible audiobook, it's there. If you want all three, make me really happy. Buy all three. But go to Amazon. I'll have a link in my show notes. You can search for it on Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Well, we're going to get into this episode now. As I mentioned last episode, I am seeding these first few one question series with questions that have come to me often. The last one was, how do I get from here to there? Great episode to listen to. Here is where you are right now. There is that athletic scholarship in hand, competing at the college level. How do you do that? It'd be good to go back and listen if you haven't listened already. But as you heard at the opening, the question this week, which is one that I hear a lot, and maybe you've been asking this too, is how can I get my kid's high school coach to help us out with this whole recruiting thing? How can my high school coach get my son, my daughter in front of college coaches? To answer this, I want to break it up into two sections. So first, let's talk about one perspective here. And the natural perspective is that the key to my athletic scholarship or my kid's athletic scholarship is getting some help from my high school coach. And that's why you asked this question. But the perspective is this. It's very rare that a high school coach will be a major contributor or influencer in getting that scholarship or getting you recruited. That's very rare. Now, there are some coaches that are so well connected, and they make a point of getting their best athletes in front of college coaches. They are stringers for colleges. They are known in that sport as a reliable coach, high school coach, that sends these colleges, these college coaches, good athletes. These high school coaches know the level that their athletes could compete at in college, whether it's D1, D2, D3. They know where some of the good matches are. And so they are actively helping their athletes pursue and get that athletic scholarship, at least getting them in front of coaches, getting them noticed, getting them on coaches' radar. These high school coaches are rare. Our kids didn't have that kind of coach. He did help them get in front of two or three coaches, and that was really valuable. That was a good start, but you're going to need more than that. You're going to need more than two or three. Most of the high school coaches just don't have the contacts. They know a few college coaches, but as I said, it's just such a small number that it's icing on the cake. It's not where you can turn to rely on your recruiting efforts that the high school coach will set you up. And then third, these coaches are busy. In most cases, high school coaches are teaching and coaching and have families, and they've got a lot going. They've got a lot going. And they do not have the time. Just, it's a practical thing to be your agent, to be one to present you to college coaches. Unless you've got a coach that is just into this and has a proven track record and does this for high school athletes, please don't look at this as your road to being recruited, your road to an athletic scholarship. It's rare. Let's just get that on the table right now. I don't want to be totally negative about this and just say there's no hope at all in getting your coach involved, because that's not true. You can be an influencer in your high school coach. It could be part of the whole package of your recruiting efforts, and what your high school coach can do can help you, can amplify what you're doing. Here's a couple things, actually three things that you can do. First of all, ask your high school coach if he or she could help you out, because they may not know that you want to pursue sports in college. They may not even know that. Communicate that to him or her, and at least ask if they will help you out. Secondly, you can ask them if you could use them as a referral. That's a good thing to do. Now, when you send out your player profile or your questionnaire, coaches are going to ask your high school coach a referral. But it's always good to let them know that I want to use you as a referral. That way that coach can be prepared, and ask them if they would speak well on your behalf. Speak honestly. If they're not telling the truth about you, then their word is not reliable for other athletes either. You want them to be honest, but use them as a referral. There are some cases where you don't have a great relationship with your high school coach, and maybe using them as a referral or asking them to go to bat for you is not a good thing. It may be the assistant coach, maybe the athletic director at your school who would be the one to ask. Then the third thing you want to do is keep your high school coach in the loop on your progress. Let them know that you're contacting 50 schools or 75 schools, that you're out there really pursuing this, that you're going to some camps, you're maybe going to a showcase, you're going to some tournaments. Let them know that this is a priority for you and you're out there doing that, that you are taking the initiative. If a coach sees you doing that, he or she is going to want to help you. They're going to be encouraged. They're going to be inspired. They're going to be on your team in most cases. Now, this isn't a 100% rule, but in most cases, they will be. Keep them in the loop. Let them know how things are going. I've got a response from such and such school. I got a response from this one. I'm in conversation with this coach. Maybe even bring in, show them some letters or emails you've gotten from schools. Get them excited as well. Make it real to them so they know that this is something that's going on, that you've got some momentum and they can be involved as well. So what I'm saying is get them excited. Get them excited about what you're doing, about your dreams, about your progress, about the work you're doing on this. Maybe they will go the second mile for you. Maybe they will remember this coach that they know and that you might be a good fit in their program. Maybe they will even go to some coaches on your behalf that they don't know at some colleges and universities. Maybe they'll write a letter on your behalf, send an email on your behalf to one of those schools or more than one of those schools that you have on your list that you're pursuing or that you're in conversation with. Those are ways that you can maximize the relationship and using your high school coach to help you out. They may not have a lot of time, but if they see you putting in the effort, they might put in some effort as well. Now, let me open another door for you. It may not be your high school coach who is the key one, a key coach to be able to give you a referral, to help you out, make connections with you. It may be your club coach if you're in club sports. It may be it may even be a coach from a competing team. We had with our kids coaches on competing teams that really admired them, that had connections, and they may be the ones that will help you out. Don't look just to your high school coach. Look for summer league coach, AAU, club. Who is it that you got the best relationship with, especially these higher level teams that you might be a part of? Those coaches may have more contact with the colleges and college coaches to help you out. Don't just limit it to your high school coach. Be thinking bigger, okay? That would be helpful. So that's an answer to this week's question. How can I get my kid's high school coach to help us out? Hopefully that was helpful for you. Now, you can help me. You can help me by sending me your question to john@recruitme.com. You call the shots here. You're the one who tells me the topic of this episode will be, and you fill in the blank because you're asking the question. I want to speak directly to you and to other parents and athletes who are asking the same question as you. Your question may represent 100 more parents and athletes that are listening to this podcast. Send it to me at john@recruitme.com. Remember to go to my website, recruitme.com, and pick up the Recruit Me Power Pack. It is great. Gotten some good feedback on it, and it's helpful to get you out of the gates and get you ready for the fall, especially. Well, that's it for now. We'll talk to you next week. Send me your question.